from Twitbork, the small boy stood struck beside the widening pool of his father's blood, unsure if he'd be punished for playing with the bandsaw. Great response. Our second. Jodie stared through the bars at the blood staining the lion's muzzle. A sudden clap of thunder startled both lion and clown. Not the same response, is it? In the shadows, he waited for the lightning and counted. The thunder would cover the sound of the gun and the darkness, the blood. That's from Clive M. Our fourth, from What a Fogger. Shall we see whether the laughter from the is any better than the name? From a blood-red sky, and with a thunderous boom, fell God's angry big toe upon the heathen masses. Much pain and toenail clippings. Our fifth, from the Freud. He lifted his blood-soaked face from the bar, and in a voice like thunder demanded that they should wake him if his mummy called. Another from Clive M. They found his clothes dripping with blood in the washing machine. If only he'd asked his wife how to use it before the argument. From Vivian VM. His words were lost in the storm. I smiled at him through the rain, saying nothing. He was on one knee, but I wasn't assuming anything. That's romantic. And amazingly, in such a short period of space, to be able to get a bit more sort of voice and texture into it, is this one from Paul Clark, one of our liars. Best puddings, pigs, of course. But no pigs no more. Storm came, pigs ran, all died. We may do. Pudding's better than ever. Tuck in, lad. And our penultimate one. Watching lightning from the office kitchen window, I overhear another person asking another person how their weekend was. I stab them. Swashbuckle. And finally, from Rebecca J. Payne. As each red droplet landed, her wails filled the night. Anger boiled over to violence. He'd never spill red wine on the carpet again. There we are. Okay. Our 10 finest Twitter stories. Thank you very much.